It's the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday Night Freak Show. It's a surprise to everybody that I just started the show, apparently. And apparently there's a hideous, bloody victim that's about to sit next to me. Just gruesome, disgusting corpse.
You would not believe it happened to me in the bathroom.
This is a big reveal. There she is.
Hi.
As you've never seen her before. Disgusting, ugly, and gruesome. Well, maybe you have seen her like that before.
She looks beautiful.
She does look beautiful. You're a beautiful corpse. Nicole Six.
Dead is gorgeous.
Really?
I think a lot would.
I think a lot would.
Maybe Missy Munster can do a whole makeover on you. By the way, that is courtesy of our guest who's at the far left. I'm going to do this backwards because I usually do it this way. But you know her. She's been briefly on the show, and I forgot to bring my mic stand that she did with her. So fabulous. You better know her now because in a very short while, she's going to be too big for all of us. Superstar in the making, FX artist, makeup artist. She makes people beautiful and ugly. Either one, whatever you want.
Or beautifully ugly.
Beautifully ugly like we have here. Missy Munster.
Hi,
Missy.
Thank you.
Who just got on, is going to premiere. She's going to be on the new season of Face Off on Sci-Fi Channel. Yep. So you'll be seeing her all sorts of places. She'll be making up people and doing all sorts of Hollywood jobs. And next to you is somebody who, gruesome in his own way, but this guy, he's, we've referenced him on the show before. I'm glad to have him on now. Because I am so envious of this man. This man gets to go to bed with Courtney Cruz every night.
Living the dream.
I do in my mind, but I don't in actuality. But he also is the lead singer of Psycho Charger, the Jimmy Psycho Experiment. What other bands are you in?
Oh, what day of the week is it? You know, it's always up to something wacky.
Yeah, there he is. You can see it in his eyes. It's Jimmy Psycho.
Thank you.
And we have somebody we haven't seen in a while. And actually, there's a whole new audience to the show. So there's a whole audience that has no idea who you are because they think Nicole Six. They think the show's starting in February. But it's our old co-host.
Old? Hey, who are you calling old?
Our former co-host. And she's got a lot going on. She's been very busy since she left the show. And she's got a lot of stuff going on. Josie Katz.
Woo.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Oh, it's been a while since I've heard that. Anyway, let me do the sponsors really, really quick here because... And we actually have sponsors now, Josie.
Had sponsors before.
Yeah, we have even more sponsors now.
I was in on the Doomies.
You were in on the Doomies, that's right. Doomies Home Cooking was a sponsor when you were here.
We have the T-shirt company.
Yes.
Audiobooks.
Audible. Stamps is no longer a...
No longer.
Yeah,
oops.
But... Ooh. Okay, go to stamps.com. They're fine. They sponsored us for a while. They gave us a chance. Adam and Eve is sponsoring us now. But formerly...
Sexy.
Hillary's Vanity used to sponsor us.
And that was Phelan fun.
Phelan Pack used to sponsor us.
That was the first one.
Phelan Pack was our first sponsor.
Yep. But that's where you got all your black lipstick.
Right, exactly. I'm not wearing any makeup today because I figured in front of a makeup artist such as Missy Munster, it'd be embarrassing. But go to Miss. You ever been to Doobie's Home Cooking, Missy?
I have. I love that place.
It's the most delicious vegan food you've ever had. We were there 3 weeks ago after the show. We go to after the show from time to time. And you had the Big Mac that's on the secret menu.
I did have the Big Mac. And I got to say, that Alfredo right there, that's like some shrimp Alfredo with garlic bread.
Yeah, let's click on that.
I want to eat that.
That is absolutely shrimp Alfredo.
I like the chicken
Alfredo.
And mashed potatoes.
I had
gravy.
The fried chicken myself. I had a fried chicken myself.
With the fake bone in it?
Yeah, the wood. Piece of wood in there. It was delicious.
It's so good. My favorite thing is the creme brulee, though.
It's creme brulee is delicious. Are you familiar with this place, Jimmy?
I have. I'm more of a carnivore, but I was a vegetarian for... 10 years,
but whether you're a vegetarian or a carnivore, it's delicious stuff.
I'm going. I'm down. Yeah. Let's go.
No, they have Philly cheesesteaks. They have pulled pork sandwiches. Ridiculous.
Far out. Wow.
It's
all vegan.
They cook the vegetable protein in a way that makes it taste like meat.
Right. Because the whole story is Phil Doomie, his girlfriend. He kept dating a lot of vegetarians, vegans, and they would take him with the horrible vegan restaurants where it's all bean sprouts and crap like that. He's like, I want to get a vegan restaurant.
That's no fun.
I want to get a vegan restaurant where I get stuff that I can eat. So if you're in L.A., we have a worldwide audience, or you're in L.A., just go to 1259 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California. Doomie's Home Cooking. They're on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. There's something here about Haunted Hayride. I don't know what's going on, but Doomie's now delivers.
Whoa.
Oh, see, about Nicole. Time. Yeah, Nicole's right in the neighborhood, too.
I don't know. It's a 2-mile radius. It might be just out of range.
You'll never have to leave your house again. So
but
if you're in Hollywood.
You're with the Dark Mark chef. So
if you're in Hollywood, they do deliver them in 2-mile radius. So somebody in Buffalo, New York can't wait for that. They're going to be at the Vegan Fair. Go to Doomy's Home Cooking. They're great.
Yum.
We actually, our new sponsor that we've acquired since Josie was here is AdamandEve.com.
Oh, yes.
The number one adult toy store on the net. We're all familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
So did they bring samples?
They did not bring samples, but I did post two on our Facebook page, which you can go to darkmarkshow.com and go to the Facebook page.
Ring. That's a different sort of ring.
Facebook.com/darkmarkshow. There's two things I posted today. First off, you can get 15% off the SI Select 8x Wand Massager. It's a guaranteed orgasm in your hands. There's a link on our page.
I haven't had an orgasm in my hands.
I have.
Really?
I have.
Yes. No, we'll see how's the orgasm.
I've been single for a long time.
So maybe a Wand Massager is something. Have you worn yours out or?
A few.
Well, and then also we have, I also posted that this is the best deal we've ever had for AdamMan.com. Oh, I'm sorry, AdamMail.com. Excuse me, I messed it up a few times. AdamMail.com, the number one gay adult toy store on the net, also a sponsor. 50% off and almost anything and also a free gift. If you go get hot 15 and click on the link that we put on our show. And also Audible.com, you were mentioning that. Audible.com is a sponsor. Audible.com, I'm putting in Missy to see what they have. And actually, something from Duck Dynasty comes up, which is really, really weird. Good Call, Reflections of Faith, Family, and Foul by Jace Robertson.
That's Foul with a W.
And Missy Robertson. But then we get to the good stuff. We get to... Brandon Sinner's book one. We get to sexy erotic stories. Lesbian sluts, strippers, and the preacher's wife.
And the preacher's wife.
Yes. Good pay, good benefits, and great
all
sex.
All in one. Yeah.
Well, these are all different. Wow. These are all different books. Like Holy Fuck, Sin with the Preacher's Wife, Caught in the Act, Book 7 by Missy Allen.
Is preacher's wife? Is that a thing? Is that a fetish?
Apparently so.
You are so sex-starved, madam. I could fulfill your wildest fantasies. Mm.
Now, if we put in Psycho, we get American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis, of course. Narrated by Pablo Schreiber, who plays Porn Stash on Orange is the New Black. 15 hours and 18
porn
minutes.
Porn Stash. I love that guy.
15 hours and 18 minutes of Porn Stash reading American Psycho. You can get that free. Just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button. You get a free book, whatever you want, and a free 30-day trial at audible.com. You can get the original Psycho by Robert Bloch, also The Bay My Bum Went Psycho and The Whoa. Day My Bum Went Psycho.
Oh, dear.
And, of course, if you put in Cats, you get one of my favorite books, and I actually have this in my queue. And where is that? Picking Up an Extra Cock for Cat. I know it's in here somewhere.
I always need that.
And then if you put in six, this is odd, and I did look this up today. You put in six, this is going to hurt photography and life through the story lens of Nikki Six, which is interesting because that's a photo book,
right.
But they have the audio book.
And
audio
he narrated book. It. So maybe you have to have the pictures with it, and then he like tells you about the pictures.
Let's
flip through his Instagram.
Wait, here's the news.
Let me narrate my Instagram.
I don't know. It's a sample, and he's just...
That's all
just
pictures of his dog.
Anyway, just go to darkmarkshow.com. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible button. And also go to NicoleSix.com.
Boring.
Pick up her actual book, Some Fucked Up Shit.
Yes.
It's
sounds like my day.
It'll tingle your spine. I'm doing a show at the...
And other places.
I'm doing a show at the CIA on July 31st, and I'm doing a couple shows in Vegas in August. But enough about me. Josie Cat is back, and the last we left off with you, you were finishing up the video for Pissant Road.
Yes.
You are the lead singer of Pissant.
Yes, and for 20 years.
For 20 years. But you're the only member that's been in the band the whole 20 years, is that right?
No, Dave and I started the band together. He's in Skin Mask right now.
You don't have your headphones on, so you don't know what you're
hearing. What are you playing? Super Chick or something stupid? Oh, Sex Junkie.
Yes.
Hey. Give me some more.
This was your first semi-hit.
This was my first song I wrote for the band.
Right.
Actually, it was about my boyfriend not giving it up to me one night.
Right, right.
He said, "Where are you, sex junkie?"
We can all relate to that.
Sadly.
Yes. Yeah, come on, baby, don't put up a fight, and you need some new boyfriends. But you Pissant started. Now you had been a teenage actress. You've been on a sitcom or a show with Ed Asner. You've been in movies, mm-hmm. and then you started doing music. And
I started as a gore dancer for the gore band Haunted Garage.
Okay.
And I was 18 years old, and with a fake ID, I was going all around Hollywood to all the 21 and over clubs. And
yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. It's like 21 and 18 year olds in now.
Well, I don't need to now.
Right, Missy? I've seen you in a bunch of clubs.
Because usually I sneak around.
Right. Yeah. We've been doing that for what? Like 5 years now? 6 years?
Yikes.
It's been a while.
Since you were 14. Because you're 20 now.
Yeah. So
you've been sticking here since you were 16. Okay.
16. We met when you were what, 17?
16.
Well, you met her at the same time because you were in the video.
Yes, but I you know, you introduced me to her, so you, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to that, and that is when I met her, and she made everybody look pretty. I didn't get any makeup for some reason. They didn't put any makeup on me, but I was in one of your
videos. That's because you looked pretty enough.
But I was in a video so close. So anyway, just to make a long story short, Pissant had did the punk community. Did you get any backlash?
Yes.
Because you were a fetish model?
No, because, first of all, in the mid-90s, there wasn't a lot of female singers in punk bands. There were only a few. There were Exene, Deborah Harry, and a handful of others.
L7, but, Courtney Love.
Yeah, we all kind of came out around the same time, except I didn't get famous.
The Breeders.
And playing a lot of the same clubs. But, okay. Yeah.
So how did you get on Porn to Rock? Because you were on VH1 Porn to Rock.
Because the band was a regular band on the Playboy Channel, which is considered adult.
So how did you get on the Playboy Channel?
I went to them and pitched an idea for the Judge Julie show and took Apollo Starr with me. And he played our sleazy agent, and I was suing him.
Not the Judge Judy show.
Yeah. Or, I mean, Judge Julie.
The Julie show.
Julie,
okay.
Strain.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, that Judge Julie. Okay.
Julie Strain from Heavy since, Metal Magazines, right, right, and the right. Horror Movie Actress.
It's been a while since I jerked off to
and Playmates.
Have you watched it? So then you got the Porn Rock.
And it's just kind of, I found a way to get my band on all different types of shows. We were a gay band on queer television. We were on E! Channel. We did Chelsea Handler's show. I played a prank on my drummer.
Right.
We did a show called Friends or Lovers on CBS where I had to pick between my boyfriend or my band, and my band fired me on TV.
Right.
So I found a way basically to incorporate the band into any type of TV situation I could possibly think of.
And you just directed a video, 2 years in the making.
I started it 2 years ago, and then I got busy and didn't finish
man,
it.
And
a podcast I was working on.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
the Dark Mark Show.
Yes, you were going to do it. You're going to work on your video every Thursday night. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to show the video. But is this the first video that you've actually directed yourself?
Because
I know you're always producing. You're always involved in it, but.
No, I've always given direction, but I don't give myself director credit because, you know, it looks stupid, a producer, singer, writer, director, like on the whole thing. Right. And also, I'd like to give credit where credit's due, right. You know, other people who help out. The more people that help, the better.
So this one you said, fuck it. I'm taking the credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what that turns out. This is the new Pissant video for Road.
That you guys can't see.
Yeah, we'll hear it.
It's long, so I don't want to play the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Road by Pissant. That's a snippet of it. Now, if you want to see the whole thing, you go to YouTube, look up Pissant Road, and there's some really saucy things that happened at the end that did not happen in the new Bad Max.
Yeah, we couldn't show it now because it was too explicit.
I assure you, you will want to see it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's from Jimmy Psycho. Boops. Now, Jimmy Psycho.
Boobs.
Josie's boobs?
Not mine. Burlesque performers.
Right. Because, So Jimmy, I know through your burlesque performer wife, Courtney Cruz, who does Star Girls. But how long have you been? You primarily sing psychobilly?
It's kind of like an industrial psychobilly, surf rock, horror rock.
You don't have to kiss my ass because I'm wearing a KMFDM shirt. You can do whatever you want.
Oh,
it's like industrial. Yeah.
I'm
kidding. I've heard your music. I'm just kidding. But what's, because I asked Gator, our friend from Coffin Dragons, when he was here, when we had a rockabilly night. What's the difference between rockabilly and psychobilly? What's your definition?
Man, anymore, it's the delineation is so minute now. I think it's kind of like all become one big sound.
So all the rockabilly people went psycho or something?
Psychobilly's
more punk rock.
It's more punk.
It's not as traditional 50s.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little more horror inspired, I guess. While everybody in rockabilly is very much more about the real old schooly traditional.
Yeah, there seems to be a schism there because they used to have a rockabilly night in the valley up by my house, and I used to go, and I'm not really into rockabilly. But I'm into the girls. I'm into the look. So I would go there and be like rockabilly girls. And so I'd be sitting there, and it's like, they're like, hey, daddy, oh, you digging this? And they're doom, 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 doom. But that's not what you do.
No, we do not have an upright bass. Sometimes we don't even have a bass player. So it's just,
right.
Sometimes we have two bass players. So it just all depends on who shows up that night.
So who
rocks hard. I mean, it does.
We'll hear some later. Yeah. But who dubbed you Jimmy Psycho?
That all started like back on the East Coast. Everybody just kind of like you referred to each other as like by the first name, then whatever band they were in. So it was like Jimmy Psycho Charger, and then it kind of just got shortened.
You're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Where in the East Coast?
New York City.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. That was the genesis.
So Psycho Charger started in New York City.
Yep. We were up and down that East Coast. Ooh. Every weekend, every night, playing somewhere. Yeah,
it was fun though.
Oh, a lot of fun. Yeah. Great scene.
Right. Any psycho stories from the road?
One time, we were in Miami.
Yeah.
And this is a true story. One time, we were in Miami and we're in Little Haiti and we're loading out in the middle of nowhere, 3 o'clock in the morning in Little Haiti, a goat appears.
Right.
Coming up the street with us. So
Did you sacrifice it?
No, you know, we're heading out of town and we go, this guy's going to end up being somebody's dinner. So we actually put the goat in the van with us. We drove back up to New York City with a goat in tow.
Nice.
And
you put some paper down in the van, I hope.
Well, flush your goat.
A goat's not like a dog. We all kind of, he's got to go to the bathroom. He'll let us know.
He just pees all over?
No, he just kind of dropped his duties. And
just shit all over everybody.
Best part was, though, we were in Georgia, and we let the goat out of the van, and there's like three Georgia Highway Patrolmen looking at us with the goat getting out of the van.
They thought you were going to sacrifice the goat.
Yeah, actually, we had a show on the way back in...
did you guys milk it?
At least. No, it was a male goat. But there was one lady that wanted to take the goat off our hands, but she said she was a goat worshiper. And we're like, that's what we said. We were afraid to ask. So
you let it loose in New York City?
No, so we ended up going.
Be free.
So he made it to Virginia, and then he went to somebody that had a really nice farm, and I guess he's still happy and doing goat stuff.
We're hoping.
good thing you had some goat farmer. We had some goat farmer friends that kind of.
Now,
let's go back. Now, is there a lot of rockabilly people in Little Haiti? I don't recall.
There was a great little place down there called Churchill's, and it was like a British pub in the middle of Little Haiti.
Right.
And it was like this little punk rock, rockabilly live music venue. Right. About the size of this room.
Okay.
And it was great. Yeah.
It was the best.
Yep.
So Missy's here, and Missy, very exciting.
Because you
were hinting at it last time you were in the studio, but it's official. You're going to be on Face Off.
Yeah, I'm on season 9,
Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah. When does that premiere?
July 28th.
July 28th. So your life's already changed a little bit?
Fuck yeah. A whole hell of a lot. It's been a fucking crazy experience. And it's been good, but it's been crazy.
Because now it's just been a few. Has there even been commercials yet where you're on? Or
yeah, there's been commercials. It's announced all over the internet.
Yeah, yay. But I mean, your picture is, I mean, they have a picture of the whole cast, and your hair does stand out among the crowd.
Oh, yeah, I look like a fucking haunted Cheeto in, like, a field of gray.
Oh, that's hot. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
And why was the field gray?
They wanted everybody in, like, gray scale, and then the host, like, in pink, so she would pop, but I don't know why they put me right behind her, because I'm like a fucking ray of like satanicness behind this chick that's like blonde and hot.
I think they wanted to do the rainbow for the gay marriage without actually doing the app. Maybe that's what they were thinking.
They forgot the other colors though.
Exactly.
I think my season did have the most number of gay people out of any other season, which is pretty fucking rad.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Yeah.
So they're getting into horror makeup a lot? Because gays have always been in makeup, but now they're into like bloody makeup like this?
Season 9 is, to me, not like any other season. Face Off has had a lot of talented artists, but I feel like Season 9 was a really, really diverse group of talent. So everybody was competing against each other. It was really anyone's game, honestly. Right. Which is really cool, and I think that's going to be cool for the season.
Right, we've alluded to this, but us old geezers are so jealous because you're 20 years old. You're not even legal drinking age yet, and you're already on national TV.
Yeah.
And so when did you start doing makeup? Not like horror makeup.
I've always been into it. I've always been into horror. I've always been into the occult for sure, and I mean, the thing that actually got me into horror was being in Catholic school and hating it and thinking it was stupid. And
Catholic school does it to everyone.
Yeah.
So when you heard his cold story, you were thinking all sorts of things.
Catholic school.
Yep.
But who was the first person you put makeup on, scary makeup on?
Myself.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to just sit there and put makeup on myself as much as I could. And from there, just started working. And then, 2 days after I graduated high school, I was at Makeup Designery in Burbank, and after that, I've been working ever since.
Is that where you met your surrogate mom, Josie Cat, or?
Yeah, actually, she,
Big sister.
Well, that's what I keep saying.
She had put ad in for makeup artists through MUD, and it was for a fetish music video, and nobody wanted to do it because they thought it was porn, and I was like, I'll fucking do it, that's rad.
Was that so close?
Yeah, that was the video you
that's
the video
I was in, that's why people thought it was porn. But, yeah, so that was the first time you guys met, the first time you guys worked together?
Yeah.
Because you've become very close.
Yeah, we've worked together a lot.
Right.
Yeah,
and we hang out together, and we are like family.
Yeah. Right. And you're going to be on TV soon, too.
Yes, next week I will be on TLC for Dare to Wear.
Dare to Wear. Now, you know when you go on the TLC website.
And so will you. You're on it, too.
Yes, I am on it. But you know when you go, it's funny because TLC canceled Honey Boo Boo, and since then, you've been on a lot.
Yeah, I'm starting to become a TLC regular.
I don't know.
I just worked with the makeup artist and the hairdresser last night for one of their shows.
Josie Boo Boo.
Matthias Allen.
But on the TLC website, it says Dare to Wear are two fashion, and I'm quoting, fashion disasters that switch clothes.
Right.
So you're a fashion disaster.
I am a total disaster on that show. and I switch with someone who is basically a churchy and very conservative. And I'm not allowed to say anything on the show, but right. I'm on the commercial.
Right.
And
pop out of the dressing room and do the Josie Cat pose.
I come out of the dressing room. They introduce me. I come out and I'm in leopard with a spiked jacket. And she is basically a woman of African-American descent, if I want to be politically correct.
Is that the host or the person you switch with?
I switch with. Okay. And she's heavier set than I am, right, and in a muumuu.
Right.
So we swap.
Okay.
Basically swap clothing for a few days.
So when you saw that there was a larger woman,
that didn't have anything to do with it. It was the muumuu.
I didn't see you in a muumuu, did I?
No, they had me in another outfit that I can't talk about, or you can't.
Right. I saw
you signed a release too.
I saw you in an outfit that wasn't a Momo, but it was.
It wasn't flattering. Put it that way.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You gotta see that.
The show's funny.
Right.
It's funny. And at the, you know, it's basically putting people in. It's like wife swap, but clothing.
I like the current shirt you're wearing. It's very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. You are wearing a shirt. I'm sorry. Distracted by the cleavage. But so when did you first meet the Psycho? Because
we actually met when Psycho Charger played Ink and Iron like 5 years ago. Okay. Somehow, Josie ended up in our room in the Queen Mary. And she had like
that's
the
when
only...
you were in New York.
I was living in New York at
he was
the time.
Living in New York, right. And it was an after party. I had worked... I've been a booth bitch forever for all the conventions.
Right.
And I work that night. When everyone finishes, we party at the Queen Mary. And that's...
Now you
that's,
tell me.
Yeah. We party with the bands, and a lot of the out-of-town bands are staying on the ship.
Right.
So it's fun. Yeah, that was fun.
That was the inaugural meeting, and somehow she had the only bottle of vodka left. You know, they run a tight lid on that contraband there. So
she seems to always have the last bottle of vodka. Were you familiar with Pissant when she crashed your party?
No, I definitely looked it up as soon as I got back on the East Coast there.
Well, the reason I say that because I actually took Josie to see your wife's wonderful show Stargirls a couple months ago, and that has seemed to spark a collaboration between you two. Because you were already thinking about...
I was actually thinking about, yes.
About having her sing on your record.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I'm telling this story, but you're at the show
that's coming up.
Well, you're at... No, here's the thing.
So
you're at the show, and you're like, I've got this project, and you'd be perfect for. And it was great, because... let me just say, Josie was singing with a glam metal band. Personality-wise, whatever. It wasn't your style of music, really.
Not at all.
And you were singing somebody else's lyrics.
Exactly.
And now you're back in the punk scene hanging out with your punk people.
And it's horror, which...
Horror.
You can't get any better than that. Yay. Because it's basically back to my roots when I was 18 years old and working with On a Garage.
Right.
It's so cool, you know, full circle.
Right. I can say... The song that we did is like, I go, okay, I'm not going to be able to sing this song, or I don't really, but Josie was honestly just like in the top three people, and I go, this is who I want, you know, when I saw her, I go, this is the person, this is going to make the most sense to make this happen, so.
Right.
And we worked with Gator. I mean, I've known Gator for years.
Right.
From Coffin Drivers.
From Coffin Drivers.
It was just great to be, I felt like I was back home again, you know, with my people.
Yep. Well, I can't say the title. I can just say it's a cover of a classic, and we're going to play like a little bit of it.
Yeah, we can get away with a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And we can't say it's a Ramones cover, right? Can we say that?
You just said it, but no.
Yeah, we can say.
It's a New York band cover.
New York band cover.
And it's a classic horror movie, and they're making a remake at the same time.
Right.
And it has to do with some very big horror conventions who now has a record label.
Mm. Yes.
Right. This is a record label that's putting out a compilation of horror covers of horror movie soundtrack. Cuts?
And I'll be producing the video for it.
Yeah,
right. And
talk about that.
20 seconds. Hold on. Let's play.
After.
Let's play 20 seconds of this.
I haven't heard it.
You're watching the wrong show. It's the wrong show. In fact, we had, I remember that band on the show, January.
We did.
We did. Anyway, but
that was one of my favorite shows.
That was a good show. But so Cycle Charge is still charging along.
Still making it happen, yeah.
Yeah, so Cycle Charge, when Courtney was here, she was telling us about, and this is one of the pictures, it's the picture of the beautiful, naked, pregnant woman covered in blood that they're going to show right now, which is Courtney, and she said you talked her into that.
Yeah, I kind of like had this, every Psycho Charger record is called Something of the Psycho. And so I go, Spawn of the Psycho. And it only made sense that we get an 8-month-old pregnant.
So you impregnated her for the album cover.
it was all, a pre-planned thing. Yep.
Yeah. So and they're showing it right now, I believe. And it's, I've never seen a pregnant woman covered in blood that gave me a boner before it, but she did. it's so crazy. It's hot.
Gator was saying that when we were recording.
I'm sure
and
he did.
Had some people in the studio, and there was a copy of the album.
Great Minds Think Alike. She gave me a copy of that.
It's funny. You try to describe it, but you just don't know until you see it, right?
Yeah, and then when you see it, and it got banned from iTunes, or we got banned from
the iTunes kicked back the artwork, so we had the censored, where it's just the outline of a pregnant.
Wow, that's even creepier.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, so
it's just alien.
Yeah, but we shot that in the living room of where we live.
Well, speaking of alien, that's a great segue because you have an alien alter ego.
Yeah, I have the Jimmy Psycho experiment.
You don't even know your bands.
Alien.
It's
alien
Jimmy
Lounge
Psycho
band,
experiment.
Yep.
Is an alien lounge band, and you put they're showing a picture right now. You put an alien mask on and you kind of lounge it up a little bit.
Yeah, because, this whole thing came about because Psycho Charge is always very loud and concussive, and all the bands we play with is very loud and concussive. So in my downtime, I listen to, like, a lot of really easy music, and lounge music is some of that, and I kind of go, there needs to be, like, a punk rock lounge band or something like that. So,
And so that... So
and you did Blitzkrieg Bop? Right?
Yeah, we do.
There's a video that they just put up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but with an alien mask.
We as aliens, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Because we do it at the Stargirl show.
Scene. Right.
July 31st at Dragonfly, by the way.
Which is the same night as my show. But it seems to happen. The last show you did at my end, show Stargirl, I had a show the same night. I don't mean to do this, but trust me, there'll be more people at Stargirls than my show. I guarantee it, and with good reason. So, but you'll be doing your alien mask and the whole thing.
Yeah, the alien lounge band will be at a Dragonfly on July 31st. Stargirl show.
Yes, Nicole.
That's the song. The song. It's the do 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 do.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's the alien lounge band song.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's too much Frappuccino. But
I think anybody who's an actual Star Wars nerd knew exactly what I was doing.
You're doing the Star Wars aliens. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. By the way, that was a moment of intelligence by Nicole Six.
I would just call it a moment of being a geek.
We try to have one every show. But Missy, we're talking about, because you're on the website now, some strange proposals from men and women.
Yeah, I've had some weird shit. First day it got announced, my inbox got annihilated with, like, dick pics and, like, dudes
Welcome
from
to my
India.
World.
We're going to get to you in a second.
It's been like that for years.
Yeah, so
you're single by choice.
Yeah, I'm single by choice.
So a big, big face-off fan base in India.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just, it was the weirdest thing because I'm really not used to, like...
Don't check the other box. The box marked other.
Oh, I checked that. And,
don't check that one.
So you tell us in the lobby there was an Indian guy that showed you a picture of his feet?
Yeah, I've had a couple dudes send me pictures of their feet.
Do they caption it? I mean, is it just like just feet or what?
Yeah, I've had just pictures of feet. Like, I've had dudes ask me to see my feet and I'm like, oh, fuck no.
You're like, send me $50 to my PayPal.
Yeah, it's strange.
I've had guys try to pay me to see my feet, but that's just...
it's weird shit.
And, it's... I needed the money, but... no, it's okay. But just everybody's... This is just the tip of the iceberg, because when it shows, you're going to be inundated.
Yeah.
At your tender young age of 20.
It's so weird because I'm used to, pretty much growing up being considered unattractive, and now I'm on national TV, and I have all these... dudes talking to me.
Well,
I'm
who considers
like,
you unattractive? I don't get this.
It's been my whole life. I'm weird looking.
Will you stop it? You're beautiful. Stop it.
Oh, thanks.
And all of you guys, I'm being completely serious.
Thanks.
You know that. I've seen your post pictures.
Her photos are gorgeous.
People on Facebook go nuts.
I guess it's a new thing for me. It's really new. I'm not used to the attention.
How does she get used to that?
I'd screen now. I had a person in the middle of an active, not quite coitus, once asked me if I would make them famous. That was back when I was just doing PR stuff for certain clients. And I was just like, yeah, sure, kid. I'll make you a star. And then I didn't go out with them again.
Do you have people that want you to teach them how to do makeup?
Yeah, I have a lot of that, which is cool. I mean, the cool fans are always welcome. Like, anybody that wants to
talk to
me.
You'll meet people who'll be all, they'll want you to put them on TV because they'll assume you have those kind of connections and stuff like that.
People
think
you're
Josie's
on a different
too.
Level. There's so many things people probably ask Josie for.
Yeah.
I guess that's a segue. When you're on Porn to Rock and Playboy TV, what kind of. Of course, this was back in the golden age pre cell phones and smartphones and internet, but.
Yeah, it was, well. 2003.
Okay.
So it was the MySpace days.
You were nine and you were how long?
It was MySpace days. So my MySpace.
It was 2003. I graduated that year.
Yeah, I had like 100,000 people on that page.
Right. And how many feet pictures and weird dick pics and things like? I guess dick pics weren't a big thing back in 2003. It's been a recent phenomenon.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of that.
I got sent abs a lot on MySpace. Dude showing me their abs.
There's not one story of one weird stalker's guy on the internet you can share with our audience.
Oh, gosh. Gary. Yeah, Gary was really bad. I mean, this guy Gary would comment on everything and would comment on anything I commented on and would start fights with my friends. And he wasn't even in this country. He was in the UK and got my page pulled, and it was just a nightmare.
I was hoping for something a little funnier.
I will give this advice. I just block anyone fucking weird.
I did have someone send me a picture of their penis and a beer can next to it, which was impressive.
For reference?
Yeah.
For a reference point?
I was like, all right.
So once in a while, you see a dick that surprises you.
I thought that was very creative.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably one of those, probably something from the mini fridge or something. That's why I need to get, like, a little vodka bottle, like, from a mini fridge.
Those are for Barbies.
Right, but stick it next to my dick, you think it's a real bottle.
Oh,
exactly.
Special effects.
I know. See, the things I think about between the show. But I thought you were the youngest contestant ever been on Face Off. But no.
Season 8 had Emily, and she was 18, I think, when she was on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
How far did she go?
She made it to the finale.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you gotten any work out of this? Besides Josie Cat videos?
I mean, more people recognize me, which is, you know,
once
going
it airs,
to
you're going to meet contacts on it and it'll be on your IMDb page.
Yeah,
but
I'm very lucky to have like a really great list of like friends and clients and people that I love to work with that keeps me busy. I've been insanely busy. So
you're always making money, you're always working.
Yeah, I mean,
are you always working?
She was just teaching up in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was just teaching, and
well, now you tell me.
Yeah, I work in a shop in the Valley. I just came back today, Autonomous FX.
But I wouldn't be
amazing.
Shocked at all if you were to get an actual horror film or something out of this. You know,
she worked on Walking Dead.
No, I didn't work on Walking Dead. No,
oh, that's
no.
Different person. Sorry.
No, I've worked in a lot of different shops. Just. Building stuff for, I mean, different shows. Like, I've worked on a lot of different shows, like, building stuff for, like, pre-production.
Right.
On-set stuff, not so much. I definitely like being in the shop a lot more.
Is that kind of where, like, first you start in the shop and then you get on set? Is that kind of the way it goes? Or?
Sometimes. A lot of times you have to be in the union. As of right now, I just want to do shop stuff. That's more my interest. I like building things, fabricating, doing mic stands, things like that. Yeah.
Now, I was at Sig Neutron's house, and he's got the mold from Naked Lunch at the typewriter, and he's also mold of Jeff Goldblum's hand from The Fly. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything creepy and unique in your pad?
Oh, God, I have tons of stuff. I'm kind of a hoarder. Whenever I find something weird and unusual, I bring it home. So I have tons of creepy shit. I just worked on a music video a couple days ago, and I ended up bringing basically all their props just by my own collection.
Right.
So I have tons of stuff. I love taxidermy.
Who's the band?
Who's the band? Yeah. Oh, Once Human. It's Lauren Hart and Logan Mater. He used to be in Machine Head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just did their music video, the makeup for it, and it was awesome. Everything's super bitchin', and once it comes out, I'll be able to like share that.
And you did a mic stand for me, which I'll be using on my show on July 31st.
Awesome.
If you don't go to Stargirls, you should go to that. But Josie was saying that you used actual bones.
Yeah, Josie's has actual bones all over it.
Where do you get that? What kind of bones?
Oh, I have all kinds. I do taxidermy work on the side. So, yeah, I have tons of bones.
Have you been to Hyena Gallery in Burbank?
Oh, yeah. I love Hyena.
Yeah, it's the best. Bill's great.
Oh, yeah.
So
they have a bone collection, too. My friend Clint makes most of those bones.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, are these like chicken bones? Are they?
There's all sorts of bones.
I have everything from human to cow to bison, all kinds of stuff.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to figure out. Now, see, I'm going to have to look at my mic stand and see what kind of bones there are.
Chupacabra.
It's better if you don't know. There's a little mystery to it, then.
I guess so. So where did you meet Courtney Cruz? How did the psycho meet the mother of the spawn of the psycho?
That story is she tells the story much better than I ever will. But we Psychocharger had a song in the remake of the film. Night of the Demons that came out like five years ago.
Did a remake of Night of the Demons?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. So we had a song in that movie. And so the director of that movie wanted to put on a show that showcased like all the bands that were, or some of the bands that had music on the soundtracks. It was like Us and 45 Grave.
Right.
The Barbarella Tones. So Courtney was in charge of putting that show together.
Right.
And so that's how we met. And so the thing is, her story is a little different than mine, but I saw her and I go,
and that seems to be the typical way.
She was not very happy with me the first night we met, because we did the show and nobody told her that we stripped down to our underwear and cover ourselves in blood.
Right.
And she was in charge of cleaning up that mess. So,
yes.
Ooh, I've been banned about five times.
Oh, we're going to get to the blood mess. Get the horses wagon here.
Missy was all in on that.
Yes.
So she saw you in your underwear covered with blood and had to clean up after you.
Yeah.
And now you're married.
I think I would do that the rest of my life.
I offered to take her out someday to take her out as a repentance or whatever. Yeah.
Were you still covered in blood in your underwear?
No, actually.
You dressed up and you cleaned up.
Okay.
Because Missy has blood wrestled at your shows before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not only did you sneak her into a actual 21 over bar, and you did that at the premiere of the Road video, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes. We got in trouble there big time. The security.
I was wondering what happened.
So pissed. And a fight broke out, too, between a couple of my friends. It was chaos. My boot broke and I fell on my face, the heel. My face was
I heard about that. Virginia told me about that. I was supposed to host that show, but our friend Virginia Jones hosted instead.
It was fun chaos. The turnout was great, and everyone came in costume, which was really cool.
A lot of Mad Max costumes.
Everyone dressed up, and we had grinders and a whole, you know, dead carpet. And I had Missy made headdresses for everybody, so we were all.
Now, when did you first blood wrestle for this woman, and how did she talk you into it? Your surrogate mother.
I wrestled with them the first time we did it for a Carrera show. Right. And they needed girls to do it. And my best friend, Sarah, did it. And then Jenna, Beckwith, or Sasha Knox, did it. And they ended up, like, pulling me in while they were wrestling. And then after that, I just did it.
So just someone pulled you in, you're like, oh, okay, I might as well just do
like,
it anyway.
I was like, fuck yeah. I mean, I'm covered in this shit every day you know,
Because that got you banned from King. That got you banned from the Three Clubs.
Right.
That got you banned from Loaded.
I used to do it with Piss Hand, but I didn't get banned back then. I didn't think it was going to be such a problem.
Well, you used to sing topless with stickers over your tits, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a whole huge stage show thing, that performance that I did.
I've seen some of the videos. It just, it was, you don't put stickers on the boobs anymore.
Well, I've toned down a bit. I mean, I was in my early 20s. I'd rather go.
You hear that, Missy? Shirt off with the stickers on your boobs.
I'll have other girls do it. Oh, I've been naked on stage for Josie. I've been on a leash.
Last show, I had her come up and I fed her dog food. I had her on a leash.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know what you were eating, but she was on stage covered in blood with a leash. She's eating something. All that is a fetish.
Was that really dog food?
No, actually, it was.
Was it like supper?
It was something that I made. It was like a gourmet.
It was
dinner.
Like a soup. Yeah.
Out of a dog bowl. Yeah. I was like,
I've had your gourmet cooking, Joe.
It was like totally organic.
It's kind of like fucking
dog. It was organic. It's all good. Yeah. Trader Joe's.
I'm actually a good cook.
No, actually, you never have cooked for me, but that's fine.
I'll cook for you.
No, that's okay. But not
I'll
after
cook
dog
before
food.
You leave.
It's sushi? Anyways. But, no, I was
going to
say.
Sushi means sex.
Why do you think I said that? No, but I was going to. Is Pissant still an entity? Is it still a band?
We have a recording studio, and we
because in the video it's just you and the guitar player.
Right. Because
his name is
Dave Foster. He is currently performing with Skin Mask.
Right.
And we still record, so we're gonna start licensing songs. So.
Okay.
But I don't think there's going to be any live performances anytime soon.
Because the road is...
I mean, he's keeping me busy.
Yeah, I see that. I can say this is a whole nother thing. Yeah. Sing one song, then sing two songs, then sing three songs. Oh, the new lead singer, Psychotronic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a whole new thing. Yeah.
With Pissant, now the road video is... The road song was on, and the So Close video that I was in that Missy did the breakup for, were all on an album that was out a few years ago, right?
Yep.
What is that album?
Which album was that? I have to think because I pulled songs from different albums.
It's not Piss Off, and it's not Your Best Sucks because I have those two.
I don't know.
Anyway, but there was some album that, I'll look up your discography later, but...
I'll have to look up my iTunes.
But those were...
We're just creating a catalog so we could license the songs. Because that's where it's at right now.
And both those songs are decidedly not punk.
Right.
So Close is more, it's almost a trip hop song.
And the song Victoria, which was a vampire song that Sinfisted is in.
Right.
That's a slow song too.
Because So Close is almost a trip hop song. And Road is kind of a funk song.
Mm-hmm.
So you're branching out?
No, we've always been kind of all over the place. That's why when you said in the early 90s, when I put the band together, did we not fit anywhere? We didn't fit anywhere because I had a metal band, basically, and I was a punk rocker. And as different members came and went, the band evolved and kind of went with the sound with the rhythm section because it was the guitar player and myself. And so every time there was up until Amy and Jeff... came in the band. They were in the band for about 6 years, and that's when we did most of the work, you know, the touring and a lot of the TV shows and stuff like that.
And do you have any good tour stories besides, that can match up with the goats?
Well, she did have dog food on a stage.
And I'm sure you've had groupies too.
Yeah, we've had some interesting shows. I mean,
what's coming to mind right now? Just blurt it out. I want to hear it.
We got popped for pornographic video covers on the way up to Canada, and we were interrogated probably for about 5 hours. Got in so much trouble with the promoters up there. Came back and ended up playing a strip club and having pizza and partying with the security all night.
Yeah.
Parked the van out front and it kind of turned into a really weird night.
Yeah.
I won't say anymore.
Well, was the strip club on the Canadian side or on our side?
On our side because we didn't get into Canada.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
How do you rustle up a strip club gig at the last minute?
Made some phone calls.
Ah, okay. And how does because I've done comedy at strip clubs, it doesn't go over too well.
We played Jumbos a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
And I didn't know they had bands.
I think Jumbos is a good fit for that.
Yeah. I had a birthday party there and Pissant played. It was fun. And we also did one of the other ones, the one that's on La Brea.
Did you show
I forgot the name.
Fail?
Did you put stickers on your tits for those or?
No.
No?
No.
So a fully clothed woman on stage there digging it?
That, those were my earlier shows.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one that has the buffet, right? Crazy Girls.
Crazy Girls. Yeah. That was it.
Which I would not eat a buffet at a strip club. But that's...
How do you know Crazy Girls has a buffet?
Because I know a lot of men in the rock and roll industry.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, so Jimmy Psycho. So you got the Psycho Charger. Where does the time go? Psycho Charger, the Jimmy Psycho experiments, and anything else?
There's a show coming up.
July 31st, August 14th.
August 14th. Josie will be singing with Psycho Charger.
I saw that. Where's that going to be?
That's going to be at the Dragonfly for the Devil's Playground.
Playground. They're doing a grindhouse burlesque show. Actually, it's Courtney Cruz and Olivia Belafonte's thing. This will be fun.
It's going to be really fun. And Kitten Navidad. Who was trying to get her on the show forever.
Yes, I know.
Kitten Navidad. She's coming out for a special appearance. Yeah, appearance.
She won't come to the Dark Mark show, but she will come to
Lethal
your show.
Lethal Mountain is going to put up a great art gallery of exploitation posters.
Right,
it's going to be off the hook good.
We haven't even started promoting it, and we already have like it's almost sold out.
So,
we're shooting a video for the song that you couldn't really hear.
Right.
Today.
So
that show too. So.
Are you going to be directing the video, Josie?
I'm going to be. I don't think
you're gonna
so.
You're be bossing around the director as usual.
Yes.
And Missy's going to do the makeup. We're all in it together here. Yeah.
So you gotta,
would you like to be a voodoo woman or a skull dance?
Yeah. We're casting the video right now. So she's just going to basically pour a bucket of blood over you and you're going to be in your underwear.
Do you want me to change my hair color or do you want me to
do whatever you want?
Okay.
Well, we'll talk. See?
We'll talk.
It's not a show. We're just making connections here.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Anyway, Jimmy, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
JimmyPsycho.com, PsychoCharger.com.
Right.
And by the way, that show is August 14th.
I just put it on my calendar.
August 14th.
There you go.
Because you're going to be...
That's a Friday.
That's a Friday. And Missy, you're going to be on Face Off. And then when does that premiere again?
July 28th, Face Off premiere, season 9.
Right?
Yeah.
And we can't say how far you go, but...
You'll just have to watch. Yeah. It's worth watching.
Tune into the first episode because you never know.
Yeah.
And
are you the drama queen?
I hope not. We'll see how they edit
it. There's no outbursts?
I mean, watch, maybe. I don't know.
That sounds like there's going to be an outburst or two.
I hope you throw down.
I'm the dirty metalhead of the show. if you look at the cast picture, it's obvious.
Are you the youngest one on this show?
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know you're the youngest one in the studio, but are you the youngest one on Faze Off?
Yeah, I'm the youngest one of my season.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so know what? You're the little brat.
I mean, I don't act like an asshole, but I mean...
Right, no, I understand that.
Don't piss her off, put it that way.
Yeah, just don't piss me off.
No, I'm sure, yeah. I don't want to be wrestling her with blood. And I don't know if you really want to do this, but people can follow you on Facebook and Twitter. It's Missy Munster FX.
Yeah, Facebook, Missy Munster. Twitter and Instagram is at Missy Munster FX.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you posted some other Twitter that I was like, what? For Missy, I think you missed it.
Maybe you
did it wrong.
Didn't have my glasses on.
I'm blind as a bat. Yeah. Since you left your blindfolds at home, can you remember how people get all to you or?
Just Google me, Josie Josi Cat KAT, and you'll find all my websites.
Right, and the order Pissant songs on iTunes and the. Josie Cat's book and all the other stuff that she does.
The book's no longer on Amazon.
Oh.
I saw it used for $200.
What?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some people I need to talk to.
Right.
I need to call my publishing company.
Does a bottle of Vaseline come with that or no?
Pardon?
Trust me, Josie Cat's book.
Just say it again. Yeah. I heard you.
And speaking of books... Go to NicoleSix.com, some fucked up shit.
Thank you.
Go to GothComedian.com, doing some shows upcoming in Vegas and L.A. And just one note before we go, and I really should, I know we're over the time. This is the last show that Jenny, our border op, our producer, is working.
Oh, bye, Jenny. I love you.
Part of the reason the show is so good is because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to miss you.
Bye, Jenny.
And thank you for asking for me.
Can I just say, I wanted you to come, Josie. Can I just say that the first time that I started here was with your show, and I'm ending with your show.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nestor's not coming?
No.
Oh, wow.
Not today.
Yeah. Everything comes full circle.
I thought
circle.
That was cool. That was crazy.
Full circle. Everything's full
circle. Which show was that, by the way? You know? Do you remember?
I remember Josie was here. No, I don't remember. Okay. It was 2 years ago in October, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
It's there's nobody better.
We'll miss
you. I'm sure
you're
going to be very good.
Yeah.
But she's the best, and we're going to miss her. And so on that sad note.
Like, it's sort of thing where you feel like you should sing a song, but there's no Goodbye Jenny song.
Yes, Goodbye Jenny.
Bye Jenny.
Jenny.
Wait. Yeah.
It's a see you later.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see you later. And so we're going to get, actually, instead of singing 8675309 Jenny, we're going to be playing some Psycho Charger on the way out. So everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.